For years, people in southern Florida have had to contend not only with hurricanes, humidity, and hordes of vacationers, but also with the Bufo marinus. Also known as the marine toad, the Bufo comes from South America and was introduced in Florida in the 40s as a sort of environmentally friendly way to fight beetles that damage sugarcane. The only problem was that the toads couldn't catch the beetles, so cane farmers were left with beetles and toads. Bufo marinus is also poisonous. It can be deadly to pets and dangerous to humans, and it is big. We ask Walter Mashaka at Everglades National Park to describe Bufo marinus for us.
You know, it's not a very pleasant comparison, but about the size and dimensions and appearance of a cow pie.
I see.
that to me would just about sum it all up.
And does that give us a feeling for how likable they are as well?
That seems to reflect it. They're not attractive by our definitions, but they're curious looking because of their size and their shape and the fact that they can acclimate to people so well. I mean, they can actually border on being a pet, where they recognize the owner, where they take food from you, and to that end, they can be a curiosity. People do enjoy them for that reason.
Well, now, the other thing they are is poisonous.
Well, they've got two very large glands, parotid glands, that extend from behind the ear to over the shoulder. And because of the size of those glands, they can produce an enormous quantity of toxin so that when they're faced with a potential predator, they can bow their head forward and expose those two big glands to the predator so that that's the first thing that the predator tastes when it grabs that toad. And if it's a naive predator, they may wind up dying for it.
These animals have a distinct croak or a call. Is it a mating call?
Yes, it is. Here in extreme southern Florida, you'll hear them calling from late February till about October. And it's a low trill that almost sounds like a tractor. And you can hear it from far away. It sounds a lot like this.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, that's their call. And that's what the males will do to attract a female. It's a version of Muscle Beach in a way. Whoever has the best call attracts the most females. And when there's a big chorus of them, it's really a raucous call.
Dr. Mashaka, have we ever done any introducing of strange creatures into new environments that has worked? I mean, this toad doesn't seem to have worked as a pest control toad.
That's a good question. I can't say that there have been no successful introductions. However, not only am I not aware of any successful introductions, but all of the ones that I know of have been about as damaging as you could ever want. And then, as seems to always be the case, when a species is brought over to control another species, almost always it ends up preferring something native over the thing it was supposed to eat to begin with.
Walter Mashaka is the curator of the Everglades Regional Collection Center at Everglades National Park in Homestead, Florida.